This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good weekend for the Gardos. You pick up the series win, and yesterday, Gavin Williams, I didn't know it was going to be early on, JP, because there were a couple missed pitches, and I was like, oh, it's going to be one of those days. He turned in a hell of a performance last night.
Yeah, what's funny is actually I listened to, I don't like calling him Voter. Do you like calling him Voter?
Voter.
Yeah, everyone does it.
Why don't you like it? He wins every time we do Voter.
Well, no, that's just me hearing Tito, I think, is all that is. I don't know. It's anything more than that.
You have bad memories of the guy that took you to a World Series a decade ago?
No, it's not anything that way. It's like he's not the manager. He's not a guy. If anything, it's giving more runway to Stephen Vogt.
Are you saying doing Tito is hack?
No. Maybe a little. the point is that we figured out that Vogt, everything's the best he's ever seen. So like 2 weeks ago, Tanner Bibee had that one outing where he just pitched an absolute gem. And afterwards, what was the response? Vogt was like, that's the best I've ever seen Tanner Bibee pitch.
Yeah.
And there was reasons why. Like, it wasn't like it was just a falling on deaf ears answer. Like, he talked about the different pitches that he was using and how he used six different pitches in that game. And each one of them he threw at least, 10 plus pitches in and was just awesome. But then last night I'm listening to Vogt and I'm like, so what does he have to say about it? He's like, well, that was the very best I've ever seen Gavin Williams pitch. It's like, is every outing the very best you've ever seen?
So what's funny is,
or are we just actually hitting them at their very best?
I think if we go back to not this last start, but the start previously for Gavin, I'm pretty sure he said, that's the best I've ever seen from Gavin.
Is that like, is he just, that's just his go-to? Is every,
I think what he
am
knows
I the only
is,
one picking up on this?
I think what he knows is the very nature of how baseball is covered by a team's beat is that it's just non-confrontational. It's not like, if you look at the way, like there's a lot of critical questions that happen for Kevin Stefanski. And in fairness, Kevin just sidesteps him and refuses to answer him.
Yeah.
There are a lot of critical questions that happen with the basketball beat. There really aren't in baseball simply because narratives are so tough to form because it's a nightly basis. I guarantee you that he's just picked up that he can say just about anything. Like, for instance, before the 13 games and 13 day stretch, Voter was like, you know what? They're all big games. You know, it's not a big stretch for us. We're excited to face some of the best teams. Then afterwards, he's like, I mean, we just competed this 13 game stretch. And I mean, what an achievement. And it was like, well, but you said the opposite 2 weeks previously.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, he just knows no one's keeping track.
No one's keeping score, apparently. Or maybe he's just one of those guys that just everything's the best. Everything's awesome. I don't know.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. You tell me if that's good or bad.
I'm trying to think if there's a comp in my head of somebody who, when they tell you about something, it's always the best.
Yeah, nothing, like, nothing coming to the top of your head there?
Nothing. Not off the top of my head.
Not one person, huh?
Not one person.
Not a single person.
Do you have a person?
Maybe you could say? I am flush empty with people.
Yeah, I'm also flush empty. I didn't know flush empty was a thing, but I do now.
I can't think of anybody.
Now, I think the Guardians are on the precipice of having the best problem you can have, in that if you truly ask me, tomorrow we have to win one game, who's going to start? I think it's a legit conversation between Gavin and Tanner, and I don't think it was going into May.
I guess I'd have to look at the lineup. Right? Because the splits are so there for Gavin. Versus lefties and righties, he's just extraordinarily dominant.
It's confusing why he's that good against lefties and why he struggled that hard against righties.
He's just dominant. Like he's the greatest pitcher you've ever seen if you use just the splits. So I think if we're doing like a fate of the universe type thing, you get to start one for one. Even within that, though, like, so I love what Bybee did and has done over the past couple weeks. I really do think he's turned a nice corner here. I just can't take myself away from Gavin Williams' stuff.
So the struggle here is I think Bybee reminds me of Orel Hershiser, the Bulldog. Because when I watch him pitch, when he doesn't have his best stuff, he battles. When he does have his best stuff, he's unbeatable because he's kind of a little bit insane when it comes to like his competitiveness, yeah, right?
Okay, so he's more, obviously his velocity is higher than Maddox's was, but he's more like Maddox to me in that he doesn't overpower you with anything, and then he's going to have to rely more on being able to locate a pitch than anything.
Fair, but what you said about Gavin's just pure stuff.
It's just pure stuff, and it's so good.
Like when we have this conversation at the end of the season, if both guys continue on their current trajectories, Gavin's going to blow past Tanner. I think we go by what's happened the first 2 months of the season, 2.5 months of the season. I think the answer should be Tanner. But what's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks has bridged this gap where Gavin's got better strikeout per nine. He does have higher walks per nine. Tanner gives up more home runs. Tanner's got the lower whip. The FIP goes to Tanner Bibee. And so, meaning the higher FIP.
What
and
about the ex-FIP? That's park adjusted.
It's not here on this stat line that I'm reading from. But Tanner's pitched more innings while making less starts. So like, oh, by the way, just a titch higher ERA than Gavin does. So statistically, you can spin this conversation in any way you want.
That's the hard part, though, is that so Gavin, when we talk about the stats, Gavin, you can make an argument even last year, there were people that were upset with where his numbers were, even though his numbers were very good when it was all things considered. It's just he has such a high ceiling and he has such high expectations attached to himself that, like, and I would bet there are people within the Guardians that even this year are like, his numbers should be a million times better than what they are right now, even though his numbers are good.
216-474-0092. If you had to win one game right now and could choose between Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee, who would you take? Are you taking Gavin?
I'm taking Gavin with the understanding that right now is what makes this question really tough. Like, if you ask me 3 years from now, who am I taking, or 2 years from now, I think it's going to be a runaway Gavin Williams.
You might even be able to ask me 2 months from now.
Maybe.
Like, if you look at his growth from 5 weeks ago to where he is now, or certainly coming out of coming out of camp to where he is now, I mean, that was a bolt. Again, like, he had some pitches. There was a curveball in the first inning. I can't remember what the second pitch was in the second inning, but they were ones where it's like he needs that pitch to hit at that point in that at bat, because when he doesn't get that pitch to go, the next pitch always gets him in trouble.
Yeah.
And the next pitch didn't get him in trouble yesterday. And by the way, this isn't like the Angels are a bad team. They have guys that can hurt you. Trout's back. Taylor Ward is legit.
Soler hit a ball to the moon.
How do you say the Shanuel? I can't remember. It's their two hitter. He actually is a good hitter. He's just not a power hitter. That's a decent lineup. It's not a great lineup, but that was a pretty impressive performance. To me, it's Tanner. Right now, today, it's Tanner because I think he has the mentality of an ace. It's like how I used to feel watching CeCe versus Cliff Lee. CeCe had the better stuff. CeCe had the Hall of Fame stuff. If you ever watched CeCe, even as a young guy, I went to his MLB debut. You knew CeCe, if he just stayed healthy and didn't eat himself out of the league, CeCe was going to be perennial all-star ace-type stuff, right? But if you watched Cliff Lee, when he wasn't fighting his team and his manager and his catcher, you knew Cliff Lee just had that thing that was ticked a little differently upstairs. That's Bibee to me.
Well, I mean, Bibee, and I've talked about his path before. It's one of the more interesting MLB stories, in order to get to the spot where then hit the massive payday, where you go as recently as just a few years ago. Like, he was almost forgotten, not only across, big league baseball, just baseball in general, just flat out forgotten. And he's been able to really carve out this great career. It's been really cool to see, but Gavin's stuff is just too irresistible to me.
I just think when it comes down, and maybe, listen, I'm trying to go maybe the bigger sample size. I think Gavin's still coming back off last year.
And listen, Gavin's got to fix some things, right? Like, it's the Ohtani first pitch home run. It's like, why are you going fastball there right out of the gate to Ohtani? Yeah. And why are you giving up way more home runs on first pitches than anybody should? Also, one thing that I loved out of yesterday's game, was it 2 walks in total?
Yeah.
He leads baseball in walks, but when he has that type of command like he had yesterday, like, there's just not many teams that can do much with it.
So the one thing I wish I could say about Tanner that I don't is that he is bomb-proof. Like, there are certain, you mentioned Maddox. It was so rare to watch Maddox get bombed and shelled. Mm-hmm. He might give up four innings, or he might give up four runs, but it'll go nine innings, right? Tanner doesn't have that, as evident of his last start.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing, like, the one flaw in my gimme Bybee over Gavin is they both can get shelled, even if I think Gavin can get shelled a little bit harder at this point. Let's go with Chris in Chicago. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, great show as usual.
We agree.
Thanks, Chris. What's up, man?
JP, I'm over by Orland Square Mall, if that rings any bells for
you. Oh, it does. I used to go there as a kid, and my aunt would take me. Every year, I would get, like, we'd go on, like, a little mall trip, and she'd buy me $50 worth of candy. I don't know why she came up with $50, but I used to get it from that mall. That was my $50 of candy every year.
$50 worth of candy?
That was it. Yeah, I was like,
How are you not diabetic?
Every year from age, like, 6 to 15, and that was the, I had no idea why she settled on the number, but we'd go in the candy store, and she'd buy, you get $50 worth of candy, and I'd go up and down and just pick out candy.
This is when candy, like a thing of Twizzlers, cost you like $1.50 for the big bag.
I'd load up the hall for the long haul, really for a long time, Chris. That was months worth of candy.
He still has the candy, Chris.
Nice.
Still
you'll have to head over there then. Yeah, hey guys, real quick, what about Bieber? Don't you think he's the ace, or is it because he's not up yet, or might be gone after this year?
So
what are your thoughts on
it? I'm pretty excited about what we've heard about Bieber stuff and what he's doing at Arizona right now.
Yeah.
And his last start, apparently was electric. Hammy mentioned that this weekend. And I actually think
Tristan McKenzie was not, by the way.
But he could be one day.
That was the update. He was not.
I don't think Bieber comes back as the ace. But if that, like, if Bieber's your number three starter when he comes back, that's like that is a legitimate, you can win a World Series with those three pitchers. If
I do,
but
Chris, though, I do think he enters the equation. Like, the moment he comes back, I think we'll throw him right in the same mix and battle for who, if you had a game 7, who would you want to line it up for? Or game 1 of a playoffs, for instance.
100%. 100%. I agree.
Excellent,
of course,
buddy.
I called in and said that, so I should agree.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
$50 worth of candy in 1997?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was every year. It was every year up until I was like 15 or so.
So it wasn't adjusted for inflation?
No, it started when I was... No, that's the thing. It always stayed $50. I don't know why, but it started when I had to be 6 or 7 years old, yeah. And it was just me
and
her.
Giving a six-year-old $50 worth of candy is wild.
It was just me and her. Well, and so my sister... She took my niece, who was a little bit older than Charlotte is, and she took her to a candy store the last time we all saw each other. And I was like, you're going to get her $50 worth? She's like, no. But she can get like $25 worth.
I mean, $25 worth would have been a hell of a lot in 1997.
You remember it. You do remember it. That's all you're looking for is the lasting impact. I'll remember that till the day I die.
I mean, if my
you uncle... You load it up.
If my Uncle Richard, may he rest in peace, or my Aunt Wendy, whom may she rest in Fairlawn, because she just had a hip surgery, if they had bought me $50 worth of candy when I was 5 or 6 years old, I wouldn't be here, guys. The Beats would have got me.
Yeah, my parents never had an issue with it either. It was never like, too much candy.
In fairness,
never a thing.
It was the late 80s, early 90s.
They just parented different.
Like, they didn't parent. I mean, no, that's not right. they parented a lot less, all right? There was a lot of Drago, if he dies, he dies mentality. I don't know if that came from the hippie side of things or whether they just wanted to watch us fall down a bunch, but I'm just saying, we parent a little differently these days. $50 worth it. Good Lord. I'm like jealous, mad, and also grateful that it didn't happen.
And you'd load up the bags too, and you knew, because I had favorite candies at the time, but you knew it was like, doesn't matter. I can just put as much as I want in here and it'll just, we'll be all right.
Tyler Dunn, host of Go Long Podcast. He says the Browns have a clearer quarterback path than Pittsburgh. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Our next guest had an interesting write-up on the Steelers quarterback situation with a comp for the Browns and theirs. He is the host of Go Long Podcast and the founder of Go Long Substack on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tyler Dunn joining us. Tyler, do you enjoy breaking bad news or any news to other people?
Yeah, I think there's an adrenaline rush, right? Like, you know something.
And it's of significance.
Mm-hmm. And you can disperse of that information. So, but it definitely does depend on, like, I guess in this business, sometimes you're going to break some unpleasant news. And I'm just thinking back to some stories I've written. And, you know, like, okay, the reaction to this story on Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy at Bleacher Report might not necessarily be received well by said quarterback. So, you know, that goes public, and you kind of, you know, you brace for Aaron to sit down with a buddy in media and rip you to shreds. So, you know, I guess it kind of depends.
Tyler, you said as part of your piece on the Steelers quarterback situation that the Browns have a clearer quarterback path than Pittsburgh. So I guess because we haggle over this every day, what do you see as
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The Browns quarterback path.
I think, you know, love it or hate it, I think there's some logic to follow here. I'm not there covering the team day in and day out, but I can sort of compare
what this front office with this coaching staff it appears to be doing versus others. And, I mean, you can see that, all right, you own the second overall pick. There's probably some serious interest in Cam Ward. And you don't really know what the Titans think about Cam Ward and what anybody really thinks about Cam Ward. And, you know, like, if that's the plan and you think you can get him at two, that's great. And you're not going to force it in free agency. You're not going to force a trade. You're not going to force something ugly that we've kind of seen from this franchise years past. So you get Myles Garrett saying he's all excited, you know, in the in-house interview that I'm sure you guys have talked about for many hours. And that doesn't happen. The Titans love him. So you pivot. I mean, you make the trade for Kenny Pickett. Hell, why not throw that dart at the board? Why not give Kevin Stefanski, one of the better teachers of the position, a chance to have his own Geno Smith, his own Sam Darnold? I mean, I don't know. The odds might not be great, but there's a chance. Joe Flacco, you bring back a quarterback who everybody loves there from a couple years ago. You know what you're going to get out of Joe Flacco. And then you draft two quarterbacks. Maybe one of them hits, maybe not, but you do gain a first-round pick in 2026. You gain some draft capital. You can chart that course, you know, 12 months in advance, because that's what the smart teams do. I mean, you should sit down as an organization. I'm sure the Browns have done this and say, all right, here are the prospects that we're looking at in 2025. Here are the prospects we're probably going to be looking at in 2026. Let's load up. Give it a shot next year. And I think that there's actual forecasting being done there out of Cleveland that you just never see in Pittsburgh. The Steelers have obviously owned the Browns, but I just think that day-to-day grinding is Mike Tomlin's thing. Long-term planning at quarterback, not necessarily is it.
Oh, it's such an interesting read, because I don't know that I necessarily give the Browns as much credit for that. Because, like, the beginning portion of the offseason, Tyler, felt like they were trying to go towards Kirk Cousins. And then maybe they pivoted and you move off and you get Pickett, you get Flacco. But once you even took Dylan Gabriel, like, no one thought they were taking two quarterbacks in this draft. Like, it kind of felt like, for as much planning as you want to say they had, I just didn't get that same read on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're being real, this probably wasn't like the best case scenario. I can't see Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski like in a boardroom like mapping this all out and this being exactly what they wanted, you know, back in January. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying, this was a less than ideal offseason to need a quarterback, and you're on the heels of obviously one of, if not the worst trade in NFL history. So I think that, like, the breath of fresh air that I kind of get just being around the Browns there for that OTA last week and just getting a read on the situation, it's you're paying Deshaun Watson, but you're kind of moving on from Deshaun Watson. You get the sense that that page is officially getting turned here, and they're moving on at the position, which is much needed. You know, last year at training camp, hey, I allowed myself to kind of talk myself into thinking the Browns were going to be a contender, be a playoff team. I mean, you could kind of piece that jigsaw puzzle together. If you just get something out of the quarterback with that number one defense, maybe they get there. I think everybody just knows by now, okay, turn that page, and maybe you don't win this year, but you're going to be set up pretty damn well in 2026 if, you know, everybody keeps their jobs.
Tyler, I'm asking you this. We're going to take New Orleans off the page because Derek Carr just retired and they've got Tyler Shuck, and that's just a whole mess there that nobody could kind of foresee coming. Moving to the other 30 teams beside the Saints and Browns, would any of these four quarterbacks in the Browns quarterback battle be the lead quarterback in any other battle, not including the Saints or Browns situations?
Oh, man. That'd be hard to say. I'm gonna die on Kenny Pickett Island, though. You know, I'll post up there. I believed him in Pittsburgh. We chatted at length for a story at Go Along ahead of his second season, and man, I just like this guy has it. There's something to those fourth quarter comebacks he had as a rookie, the swagger, the belief in himself. And yes, he missed throws. He absolutely did miss throws. You can't absolve Kenny Pickett completely. But that was a mess. I mean, Matt Canada is not an NFL coach. And there's been multiple players I've talked to since then, you know, one a quarterback, one a receiver, that were around this coordinator. I mean, he lasted forever, it felt like, what, 2.5-3 seasons as the Steelers OC. And they were just flabbergasted that he lasted that long. They said the defenses knew exactly what they were doing on offense there in Pittsburgh. with Canada, just no motion, no misdirection, no unpredictability whatsoever. And you've got a volatile George Pickens on top of that. And an offensive line that's not that great. Hey, say what you want about Terry Bradshaw. I agree with him. I feel like Kenny Pickett, in a lot of ways, was set up for failure in Pittsburgh and didn't really get a fair shot. And there's a reason he sounds rejuvenated there in Cleveland with a coach who just gets him, gets the position. They're gonna try to run the ball, and they're gonna have a hell of a lot of better offensive line than he had in Pittsburgh. If it's gonna work for Kenny Pickett, I think it's gotta work here. He's gonna have a legit shot to start. So if I'm gonna take somebody, give me Kenny Pickett over whoever in the hell is starting a quarterback for the Steelers.
All right, so even within that, with Pickett, and then obviously we can throw Flacco and then Dylan and Shador all in the mix here as well, but if you believe in Pickett in particular, and then you've said a couple nice things about Kevin Stefanski already in this interview, should we put things on Kevin Stefanski then to try to make it work this year and to really showcase why he wants to be considered in that Shanahan tier of quarterback guru, quarterback whisperer that we just haven't really been able to see really flesh out in the past couple years because of Deshaun?
I think you nailed it. That's 100% true, right? Like, okay, the Deshaun Watson experiment is over. It failed in fantastical fashion. It's done. You've moved on. Well, you're still paying him a lot of money, so you're not completely moved on. But you've moved on as a football organization. This has got to be the year that Kevin Stefanski works his magic, whoever that quarterback is, because we've seen it. Like, there's been a lot of coaches out there in Seattle getting promotions and getting jobs for what Geno Smith was able to do. Sam Darnold in Minnesota was incredible. I mean, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, Pickett really hasn't shown, the flashes that maybe those two did, but it's not like his first couple seasons in Pittsburgh, not that dissimilar to what you saw out of a Geno and out of a Darnold. So if you are one of the elite coaches at that position and you can get the most out of it, whether it's Pickett or squeezing another playoff appearance out of Flacco or getting something from one of those rookies, I think that's the story here. It's on Stefanski, figuring out who the best of this bunch is and winning some games. Like, I don't know what the realistic expectations really are, but, a 3-win season, a 4-win season, a 5-win season isn't going to get it done. I think, that defense can turn it on under Jim Schwartz. If they're going to run the ball like they say they're going to run the ball, you just need some general competence, and you need a coach who's going to push the right buttons. And I'm sure you guys have talked about Shador Sanders, not to kingdom come, but there are some really smart football people around the country who I really trust, who are critical of the best at the position, who just love Shador Sanders. So there's something there to work with, right? Like, let's not forget about him. I'm sure we won't. But if he's going to excel in the NFL, wouldn't Kevin Stefanski or a coach – a two-time coach of the year who is claimed to fame is the quarterback position, be the one who gets it out of him.
Tyler Dunn, host of the Go Long podcast and founder of Go Long Substack on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you've talked about in one of your more recent posts here about Mike Tomlin's quarterback blind spot. Is there any rhyme or reason to just how bad the Steelers have been at evaluating quarterbacks in the wake of the end of Roethlisberger's career and kind of, even post that?
You know what it is? I think Mike Tomlin's superpower is also that blind spot, because when you're around the Steelers building and in that locker room, it's a different fight, man. Like, it is football the way football should be played. I mean, they're not necessarily lining up to do a bold in the ring, Oklahoma drill, hit and drill. They're not doing any of that stuff. But, you look at James Harrison the wrong way, he might just, pop you in the eye. Error to error, coach to coach, it's just different there. There's a toughness, and that's how you get a team down to Duck Hodges winning 7-8 in 2019. Like, they win games, they've got no business winning, they block a punt, they tip a pass, like, they create all of these funky breaks. I think that there is, like, a weird science to these Mike Tomlin kind of seasons that you get. But let's look at that 2019 Duck Hodges season, because when Ben Roethlisberger's lost for the season, when you're 1-4, I think there are a lot of teams that would say, okay, let's not necessarily think about 2019. Let's think about 2020 and that quarterback class. So, yeah, the Steelers fight like hell. I mean, they're right in the playoff race all season long with a rookie Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, and they make the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade. They do all this stuff, and it's admirable. But operating that way through a Mike Tomlin lens of fighting like hell, it can be counterproductive versus a GM maybe running the show and thinking long term and planning one season ahead and trying to get that quarterback down the road. Because what happened? Like, yeah, they waited for Ben to retire. They hung on to him too long. And then they draft a quarterback in a historically bad quarterback class, Kenny Pickett, who's now trying to resurrect his career in Cleveland. So I don't know. I just feel like there's this lack of long-term vision and planning there in Pittsburgh that would have helped them at the most important position in sports. That's how you get to this offseason where you're begging and pleading and bending the knee to a quarterback who might be on the back of a camel somewhere in Egypt right now.
Tyler, let me ask you, let me go back to the Browns for a second. What was your in-person impression of Shador?
You know, the practice that I saw, he didn't do a ton of 11-on-11 competitive stuff. Obviously, Flacco and Pickett were getting that work, and then Gabriel's next in the pecking order because of his draft status. But there were some nice throws. I mean, you don't want to get too hyped up over 7-on-7. I get it. But there's a nice throw in the back of the end zone that was placed perfect. He's accurate. And he can improvise. Look, there's a reason he didn't run the 40. I think he probably would have embarrassed himself, and he knew what he was doing, kind of sidestepping that that event wherever he was. But like I said, there's a guy, David Yost is one of them. He's been a college coach forever, coached Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, even back to those Mizzou quarterbacks, Blaine Gabbert and Chase Daniel. I just really respect his opinion because he's critical of quarterbacks. And I had him on my podcast, and he just went on and on and on when it came to Shador Sanders as somebody who, like, if you watch his games, the deck is stacked against him, right? Like, he's getting nothing from his defense. He's having to improvise, and he's creating to throw. He's not just running a run and wasting motion. He knew how to kind of create his own windows and that he was extremely accurate. He was all in on all things Shador Sanders. But there's a reason he falls to the fifth round, right? Like, maybe the talent's not good enough for the first round, and then it's all the other stuff that prevents him from being a second, third, or fourth round pick. And in the fifth round, why the hell not, right? If you hit, what a steal, and it's on Shador. Like, does he want to work? Does he want to prove everybody wrong? I mean, you've got an opportunity here to prove that you're going to work and you're going to put in all the hours and hours and hours of sweat equity it takes to excel at quarterback behind the scenes.
Tyler Dunn is the host of the Go Long podcast, founder of the Go Long Substack. Tyler, really great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. Anytime.
Have a good one. Thank you so much there. Tyler Dunn there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. React to what he had to say about your Cleveland Browns quarterback situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. On one hand, I agree with his point, which is something you've made for a while, that this is on Kevin Stefanski to figure out. I just, every time somebody does what, just this glow up on Kenny Pickett, where we just run right past common sense.
He said he's got the it factor.
He's got the it factor. Well, you know, his first 2 years in Pittsburgh there don't look too dissimilar to Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. They actually do. Those guys scored some touchdowns.
You can tell, though, like, this is when Didi says this is now the prevailing thought across the NFL. Tyler Dunn he's one of those guys I like because he's like very, very connected in the NFL. And he's just one of these guys that just talks to everyone all day long and comes up with these articles. But like, you can tell he's talked to a lot of people, and it matches exactly what Didi was trying to tell us last week.
And listen, this is not about Tyler. It is about it's about the groupthink around the NFL that they, because what it is it's just distance from the bad tape. And so you get, and then all of a sudden you fall back on things that don't matter. Well, it was a first round pick, right? I mean, remember that year at Pitt? And it's just like, if Kenny were the backup quarterback and maybe a long-term fix, maybe I'd feel different about this. Mm-hmm. But also, even Kevin is like this wizard with quarterbacks. It's like he's done fine with quarterbacks.
So you can't have it both ways was kind of my thought there. Was that you can't tell me that you think Kenny Pickett is the it guy. And Tyler didn't do this. Tyler was like, no, we got to expect some things out of Kevin now. But you can't tell me that you think Kenny Pickett is it. And then Kevin Stefanski is a quarterback whisperer. And this is what he's great at. And then not get results. Well, like if you believe both things to be true, then we have to have results on the field because you've given both people more than enough in that equation.
It's just wild. You know, when we talk about any quarterback not playing well, it has nothing to do with Kevin. The deck was stacked against Kevin.
Yeah, like,
right?
when he had DTR for 2 years, and then we watched DTR finally play in a game, and he did absolutely nothing. It was like, well, it was DTR.
Baker Mayfield's 2021 was Baker's fault or the injury's fault or both. Yeah. It had nothing to do with Kevin. Deshaun struggles, so I was on Deshaun.
Which is funny how he gets so much credit for it. And you know I like Stefanski, so I'm not going to try to dogpile here. But like he gets so much credit for Flacco. And it's like, what did you really teach Flacco? He got off the couch, didn't know anything from training camp or anything. He got off the couch, and in five games looked exactly like Joe Flacco has looked his entire career.
And Jacoby Brissett. And like I just... And none of this is... And listen, I'm not... I don't have an agenda against Kevin. I have an agenda against lazy narratives that are not in concert with what we've actually seen. Because in the NFL, these things happen. Like the Kenny Pickett thing is a lazy narrative. Well, you know, I mean, Mike, by the way, as problematic as Mike Tomlin's approach to the quarterback position has been, Russell Wilson actually statistically had a good year and they were in the playoffs last year.
I don't think it's a lazy narrative. In fact, I would give credit to the idea that people are not just taking it as Kenny Pickett sucks and they're trying to dig deeper to it. Like I can appreciate part of what I appreciate of the Kenny Pickett take, even if I can disagree with it, is the idea that at least you didn't just say, well, he's been 3 years and he's just, that is what it is. Like going deeper to Matt Canada, not very good at this job. And we saw it work out that way. Tomlin not being good with quarterbacks. It's just like that. Like there's depth there that I like and appreciate.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's true.
No, it doesn't.
And I think the benefit of the doubt that you give Justin Fields and Kenny Pickett and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, they shouldn't all be the same, right? Because the benefit of the doubt, meaning their ability to reach the ceiling that people have prescribed for them, is based off of things that actually matter, like physical talent. The it factor is something that is different to every person with respect to Tyler Dunn.
Yeah.
I'll look at somebody and say they have a different it factor than if he looked at it, right? It's not, it's intangibles. Now, we are actually close to tanging some of the tangibles because of VR and some of the ways you can track eye movement and all the other, but like in terms of like, we just get him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Gets people. What? Okay. When is it transferred to success other than 1 year at Pitt?
It's tough. It is tough, especially since when we had Scott McLuhan on, and he was like, he's got the same. What I liked that he did is he related it to Baker and talks about the dynamic that both of them have. But it's a very hard thing to quantify with reason.
216-474-0092. So the Peterlin household had a first over the weekend.
Yeah, we went to so Elise signed Charlotte up for some soccer. I didn't know what it was going to be. It was just like soccer. And the schedule in my phone, it was like, all right, go to soccer. And I'm like, all right, I'm excited because it's something that isn't ballet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that's different. And so we show up, and what I've learned is that soccer just turned into like a social gathering.
Oh yeah.
It was like all of Elise's friends and listen, couple friends we have as well, like, which is, it's very nice. Good to see all them. And we'll see them every single week for the X amount of time moving forward. But like all they like everyone just drank coffee. We all just kind of like talked about the kids, laughed at the kids. Like they did a sing along. Like they didn't really even do soccer, Nick.
Yeah, that's so at
the I was age getting ready Charlotte, to be like Coach Peterlin over here.
At the age Charlotte is, up until
it's a little over two for people that keep in score, like you, 2 and 4 months.
When you get out of like T-ball, there's a lot more encouraging and there's a lot more of atmosphere than there actually is quality sports being played.
Yeah, I got a little worried because the one friend that I know that was there, he was talking about how he had his son Miles and like they were like kicking the soccer ball around for a couple of days leading up to it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, we did none of that.
Yeah.
Like, but I thought
she was gonna get boat raced.
I didn't know what was gonna happen. You know what I thought was gonna happen? I thought she'd like, you know how like most kids in soccer at that age, they just all run in packs together.
Yeah.
And like you just throw a ball out there and everyone runs in packs and then we all just kind of sit there and watch, but they're at least like still playing the game. This wasn't playing the game. This was just sitting there. They did sing-alongs, and then they did like a couple different soccer adjacent drills.
Yeah,
and then like that was, and everyone was like happy.
And here's the thing: your expectations for what level of sport it's going to be is going to always be behind what or ahead of what it actually is until you get to the point of like where my kids are at 14 and 11, where it's now all of a sudden people take it way too seriously. Like overnight, there's going to be a year where you're like, you go from, all right, everybody, let's just have fun, to the coach that yells too much. And it is it's such a bigger adjustment for the parents than the kids.
Like, do you have a moment where you're like, oh my gosh, when did this get serious? When did everyone turn into Earl Woods?
We went from like 6 years of being like, oh my God, this is boring. I'm just Mr. ADHD, just like waiting for something to happen. Even in like T-ball, right? Not T-ball, even in like young, like softball, right? And then overnight you go from, if this guy doesn't stop talking this way, I'm going to break him in half. It is. Yeah. It's the basketball experience where I yelled at the guy in the underling of the thing, and then found out he was a higher up in the church. Because he was just screaming at this, Mikey, come on, Mikey, you're killing him. And Mikey's just
Mikey was killing him. I mean,
Mikey's like a 9-year-old boy just looking at the ceiling.
Obvious to everyone what happened there.
Just a sweet, sweet kid, and then this guy was just raging at him, and I cornered him and I was like, hey man, it's church league basketball, let's bring it down a notch.
Should I be thankful at this point that it is just kind of like a social gathering? I didn't know my wife had everyone she's ever met at this place.
No, this is exactly why, I mean, exactly why you're gonna go through loathing this for different reasons. There are gonna be a lot of parts you love, by the way, once they actually start going, but it is fun, it is awesome to watch your kids play sports or anything really. But there's it's always going to be tinged with a little bit of like, is this it? Is this, and you got to hide it. And you got to hide it all
That's
inside,
how I was
buddy.
The entire time. Yep, I was like,
you can't
wait,
say it.
Why are we doing sing-alongs? Nope. Are we handing out treats now? They haven't even played a game.
Support the sing-along, because the point is, it's just building positivity around the sport.
She shined.
For like the kids. And over time, it does have positive impact until a guy that couldn't make it out of high school as a football player is screaming everybody about how they should do better.
I expected it out of ballet. I expected it out of other places. I just didn't see it coming with this. And then people, it was hysterical. These the other parents showed up with, like, they had coffee. They had the little chairs and everything. So I'm like, oh, no. Like, we didn't have chairs.
Yeah.
We didn't do it big.
You shouldn't get chairs.
We didn't bring muffins or anything like that. Well, I would bring chairs if we had something to sit and actually watch.
We didn't have anything
to sit and watch.
No. Trust me. Invest in nice lawn chairs now. Get them for fat people, by the way, because the chairs they make for me will last forever. But get a couple of those. And here's why. Because overnight, it will start to matter as the soccer matches. People out there who are soccer parents, the games start at like 8 a.m. and they go to like 2 p.m. My aunt was a soccer mom, and God bless her. Because this is before they started raining in. I remember she took me once because I slept over with my cousins. Mm-hmm. I remember they took me to a soccer match, and I was like, when does it end? And then they stopped. So they played one match, and then they apparently concluded a match from like a week before that they had to stop. It took forever.
Just play it all day.
It was all day. I was like, I'm just sitting here. What are we doing? She was like, do you want a chair? I was like, no. My feet fell asleep standing, watching them play like fifth grade soccer.
How old were you at this point?
I was also fifth grade.
Yeah, you're fifth grade. That's kind of cruel, actually. Yeah. They made you go watch a bunch of fifth graders play soccer.
And it was like muggy. Oh, and the weather. Oh, my. The weather's never good. But you have to internalize all that in the hopes.
Well, you should have seen, like, when I was approaching it, I'm like, oh no, I messed up big time. I don't have the chairs. I didn't have like the desserts or anything. Never. I wasn't prepared. I'm like, next week we got to be prepared. And then I showed up and it was a big nothing burger.
Kids will feed off whatever energy you bring. If you want her to like sports, act like we're going to soccer. I can't wait. You're going to do the sing-along. And I swear to you, I really do.
Oh, she loved getting the sticker at the end. She's a big sticker fan.
Oh, you're going to get a sticker. Yeah. And I promise you that positivity will encourage you to do more things.
I mean, I'm positive about everything with it, but in my head, I'm screaming. I'm like, this is insane.
Yep, that's called parenting.
Like, what happened to soccer? This is just a social gathering.
Yep. Yeah, oh, no, by the way, you're not going to like half the people either.
I like them. They're fine. But like, even within that.
Yeah,
we have a couple. We have a couple good couple friends there. So I like it. It's good people.
You're going to know a couple couples that you wish didn't exist.
At least it wasn't on an island. And I'll give her that. But again, she planned like her whole entire social day off around this.
The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.